You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist. I'm also a relationship and communications expert. And as you know, I'm also fascinated with the way our minds work and have studied many theories of why we do the things we do, from psychodynamic to cognitive behavioral to mindful concepts of helping people. I'm all about utilizing the power of our magnificent brains and putting action out into the world to change our lives. And if you listen to the show, you know that I try to help people create happier, more enriched lives. Well, today you have the opportunity to find out how powerful your mind is. How strong and powerful are our minds? Because one of my favorite authors is back on the show. Therapist, researcher, author, artist, the list is endless. He's known as the American Monk, and it's Bert Goldman. Hey, Bert, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. I'm fine, thank you.
It's great to have you back on the show. As always.
Good. I'm glad you could have me. Always love to give all this important information to our listeners.
And it is important because literally with your latest Quantum Jumping 2 series booklet, CD tapes, where people can really help themselves in their lives, This is the best. I've really enjoyed what you're putting out now. Let me just give people an idea of who you are and what you do if they aren't already familiar with you, which I'm sure many of my listeners are. You're an author, you're a therapist, lecturer, artist, healer, photographer, musician, and of course, metaphysical researcher. You're an internet entrepreneur to the max. I love your internet videos and work. It's great. And you are the American Monk. Now, I know that you've been investigating parallel universes and how to reach them for decades. You're the leading researcher on quantum jumping, and you also took part in creating the Silva Mind Method of Control, which was an amazing program. That was just amazing that you helped with that as well. So,
yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say yes, it is. It was and is. Mm-hmm. It's still around.
It is. It certainly is. How profound is it to know that our minds can control so many things in our lives? I mean, what led you to this discovery, Bert?
Well, I've always believed that intent and attitude are two of the most important, most vital things in a person's life that affect.
Yes.
Their reality. And when I say affect their reality, it would seem that we are all in the same reality, but we're not. You know, you see the world through your own eyes, through your own attitude, very much like that old homily of a forest as seen through the eyes of a hunter,
mm-hmm.
or of a builder, or of a deer or a dog. Everyone sees it differently.
Mm-hmm.
One sees it as a means to make money. Another sees it as a romantic plan. Everyone sees the thing differently.
Yes.
Or even better is the five blind men who are feeling the elephant. One feels the ear and
yes.
says, well, an elephant is like a palm leaf. Another feels the tail and says, no, an elephant is like a rope, and et cetera, et cetera. And people see the world through their own eyes. I developed quantum jumping to show people that they are, everyone let us say, everyone's experience resides in everyone else's experience.
Hmm.
That begets some explaining.
Yeah, that would.
I was just going to say, the basic concept of quantum jumping is that there's an infinity of universes.
Yes.
Now, this is mm-hmm. not only my concept, the quantum physicists accept this also. A lot of them state that there's an infinity of bubble universes, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and that in one of those universes, you're the Queen of England, and another, you're homeless, and everything in between. Whatever you can think of is. They express this, but only in theory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, because physically you can't get out of a, if you're in a bubble, you can't get out of the bubble.
Right.
You can reach the perimeter of the bubble, but if there's another bubble floating by, you can't get into that bubble. Well, we're in the sea of bubbles of universes.
Yes.
This is quantum physics.
Right.
You can't get out, but mentally you can, you see, and as a metaphysician, I use the mind for everything. Now, mentally, you can get anywhere. Mm-hmm. The speed of light, as an example,
mm-hmm.
where the Einsteinian theory is that the speed of light is X amount of 184,000 miles
right.
approximately a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that. You can't exceed it, and we also know that the closer you come to that speed, the slower time gets.
Right.
Well, we know that. We also know that mentally, the speed of light doesn't apply, because I can imagine myself on Mars in a half a second.
Right.
I can imagine myself on the sun and fanning myself or
melting
or serving ice cubes.
There you go.
Mentally, you can do these things.
Yes.
So how do we take the mental and fit it into the physical?
Right.
How can we bring that back? That's what quantum jumping is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't. Metaphorically, you can, of course. You can do anything metaphorically. You use one thing as an example for another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what we can do with quantum jumping is bring back the rhythm, the energy, let's say,
mm-hmm.
of the person that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, I know nothing about art. You mentioned that I was an artist,
yeah.
and I probably painted 200 or 300 canvases. Now, the first canvas I painted, I was 78 when I painted it. Mm-hmm. Never picked up a paintbrush before that. Had no idea how to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't know how to paint, and yet my stuff is in galleries.
Yes.
How did I start painting?
How did you start painting?
I visited a twin self of mine, a doppelganger in another universe,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
who was a painter.
Mm.
Now, I didn't bring back his knowledge. We all have a specific rhythm, a particular rhythm.
Right, right.
And that rhythm is who you are, your attitude, your programming, your upbringing, your teachers, the media, all have a hand in developing your particular rhythm. And everybody's rhythm is different.
Absolutely. It's who we
are.
Mm-hmm.
You walk down the street and you meet somebody
right.
for the first time, and you just feel good with that person.
Right.
Well, your rhythms are coinciding.
Mm-hmm.
Your rhythms fit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the opposite is true, too. You'll meet somebody, you'll feel like kicking them in the stomach, and you don't even know them.
Right. There's something going on with the different vibrations that just don't feel right.
Different vibration.
Yeah.
Vibration, energy, rhythm, all the same thing.
Which is thought processes as well.
So when you go to a quantum universe to meet that self of yours who has the attributes that you want,
mm-hmm.
the talent that you want, you can't bring back, if you want to play the piano, you can't bring back the dexterity of the pianist you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can bring back the motivation that made that pianist you a pianist in the first place.
Yes. Let's talk about, now, I'm sure some of my listeners are saying, I get the mind can create different things and we can maybe meet that parallel person who wants to do something as you taught yourself how to paint and do many other things, which we'll talk about too. Your photography is awesome, by the way, Bert. How do we get into a quantum physics state? And you offer this information, you offer getting into a quantum state on your CDs. And have, you know, you do sort of walk us through our mind journeys and help us find our doppelganger or our other person in a parallel universe, talk to that person, get information. How does this work? Can you just sort of give an introduction to how, let's say someone sits down and hears your quantum jumping CD. What are they going to hear?
Well, the first thing they're going to hear is to get to the meditative state, because this is a jumping off state, jumping off place, so to speak, for everything. Now, the reason that we use meditation is, well, first of all, I was brought up with meditation as I used to practice yoga. I was a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda many, many years ago.
He's amazing. So you were his disciple. That's amazing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he baptized me in 1950, I believe it was, at the ashram in Mount Washington. It was quite a, I met a lot of people in my time. Great people, prominent people, celebrities.
Yes.
But it was only one time when I felt I was in the presence of someone who was beyond the human pale.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that was Paramahansa Yogananda.
He was, wasn't he? He was amazing.
He was an amazing individual.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, getting back to meditation,
mm-hmm.
there are many, many ways to meditate. As you may know, I'm also a hypnotherapist and
mm-hmm.
a hypnotist. And trance is pretty much the same as meditation. It's
mm-hmm.
a super relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
The basic difference is with a hypnotic trance, there's an operator who's telling you what to do.
Right.
With meditation, you're telling yourself what to do.
Right.
But meditation, the way we're using it, is simply a concentration of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Normally, your mind flits around like butterflies in a patch of flowers.
Oh,
it just it goes from one thing to another. You hear a noise, it reminds you of something else.
Right, mind clutter.
You smell something, and your mind goes here.
Right.
You have literally thousands of thoughts a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to really take a successful jump, you can't have all that minutia
mm-hmm.
going through your mind.
Right.
You have to concentrate, and we use meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you do is meditate. You get to a place where your mind is at rest,
mm-hmm.
at ease.
Mm-hmm.
You think of nothing. Now, you can't think of nothing.
Right.
There's no such thing as nothing. A disciple goes over to his guru and says, "Master, how do I achieve enlightenment?" And the guru says, "Well, there's nothing could be simpler. Don't think about monkeys for the next 20 seconds.
And there you
and
go.
Of course, that's not
You're
possible.
Thinking about those monkeys for 20 seconds.
That's all he could think about.
That's right.
You tell a person not to think about something, there's nothing, that's the only thing you can think about.
That's right.
Because before you can not think about a thing, you have to think about it.
That's right. Which is great because you're focusing on one thing at least.
Well, when you're focusing, you're in control, and that's
yes.
the key.
Exactly.
You have to be in control, and meditation gives you that control.
Mm-hmm.
So you're now meditating. Now, what is your intent?
Mm-hmm.
Intention is everything.
Right.
Is your intention to, let us say, to overcome a problem? Let's say you have a problem with weight control,
mm-hmm.
which is a major thing with people. Go into a bookstore and you see tens of thousands of books that have been written about diet and weight control. And many of them contradict each other.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say your intention is to resolve that weight problem that you have.
Yes.
Right, that's your intention. That's enough.
Right.
Now, do you have to think about it? No. Once you have the intention, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you meditate. You relax. And the way we do it in quantum jumping, you imagine a door. Now, what do I mean by you imagine? You daydream it.
Mm-hmm.
Daydreaming is the same mechanism that we use for quantum jumping.
Mm-hmm.
The basic difference is the daydreaming is recreational, whereas quantum jumping is creational.
Right.
Big difference. Nothing wrong with being recreational.
Right.
Everyone daydreams.
Right.
And there's nothing to fear from it, but if you can direct it, it can help you in life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you daydream yourself into a hallway and there's a door. On the other side of that door is the person, a twin self, a doppelganger, in another universe. Remember, there's an infinity of universes, so whatever you can imagine is in another universe. That doppelganger, that twin self of yours, has already solved the problem of weight.
So in other words, they're really thin, that doppelganger of yourself you see through that door. Is a thin
person? Not necessarily.
Oh.
They may be overweight also, but they're on the way to being thin.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Or they may be thin. Okay. Whatever you can think of is.
Yes. So it's all in your creation when you're, as you call it, daydreaming, and you go down the hallway and you open the door. And then what happens?
And then you say to yourself, hi, or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, doppelganger, what's up?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to make this here obtuse, or I don't want to make it mysterious. I don't want to make it, you know, it's just down to earth.
It is. It's very simple.
You say, hey, you solved your weight problem. What can I do to solve my problem?
Yes.
Now your doppelganger or your twin self, the same thing, your twin self may say to you, well, your problem is with desserts or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to say because you get 20 people, they're getting 20 different answers from their twin self.
Sure.
And or they may say, you know, your problem is that when we were, and they may say we because it's you after all.
Right.
When we were 6 years old, your mother was very, very thin, and she was always sick, and you brought that back with you. You relate thin with being sick. I mean, I'm not saying that's what's going to be said.
Right, but it may be.
But that has been said.
Right. You're getting information.
It may be said.
Yeah.
Now you have to get over the fact that when you lose weight, you're going to be thin. And so you have to change your rhythm for food. Yeah, you have to change your rhythm. Now, you want to get my rhythm, because my rhythm is already there. So I want you to watch me when I order food, and I'm just making this up as
okay.
I go along.
Okay, so this is what your doppelganger is supposedly saying to you.
Yeah, your doppelganger could be saying anything.
Yeah, okay.
Your doppelganger may hit you on the head with a stick and say, okay, from now on you'll be okay. You never know.
Right, okay. So you take that and you learn from that as you come back into your conscious state.
No, now what you want is the rhythm, the energy of your doppelganger. And so to get that, you merge with him or her.
Huh.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, at first you may see your doppelganger eating a salad.
Okay.
Or half of a baked potato or whatever. You're observing, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you want to do is merge. Now, how do you merge? Suddenly, you're not seeing your doppelganger eating half a baked potato. You are eating half a baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
You've merged with your doppelganger.
Right.
Now you have the rhythm.
Yes.
And now you just come back, and you'll find that your appetites have changed.
Mm.
It's as simple as that.
It is simple, isn't it? It really is.
It's very simple.
What I love.
The only time people have a problem is when they try to complicate it.
Right. What I love about your quantum jumping tapes is that you, as a professional hypnotist, guide with sounds, and of course your voice, you guide them to getting deeper into a state of, you call it the alpha brainwave state, basically?
Well, alpha is just a scientific delineation of brainwaves.
Yeah.
The scientists have discovered that in a relaxed state, your brainwaves, the frequency of them goes down, just like your heart. Well, your heart beats rapidly. You run around the block, your heart is going to beat faster than if you're in a sedentary state, if you're sitting around.
Right.
Well, the same way with your brain. But what controls your brain are your emotions. The more emotional you are, the higher your brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the alpha state is generally figured right around 10 cycles or 10 frequencies per second.
Okay.
Anywhere from 7 to, let's say, 12 in that area. Mm-hmm. It's called alpha.
Right.
It's an arbitrary figure.
Right.
Because beta is the next state. Beta is figured as the aware state.
Yes.
And the next state is theta, which is lower.
Right.
It's higher.
Mm-hmm.
but it's lower. And delta is the lowest state of all.
Right.
Now, the alpha state is simply a relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer just saying relax because people start, I wonder if I'm an alpha. Well, there's no way to tell you if you're an alpha
right.
unless you're hooked up to an electroencephalograph.
Right.
So something that measures your brain waves.
When you're in an alpha state, you're more vulnerable to, let's say, hypnotic suggestions. You're more vulnerable to creating the visualization of you going through the hallway and learning from your doppelganger. Is that basically what it is?
Well, yes and no. You're not vulnerable to hypnotic suggestion. You're open to you might say open to it only if you give permission. You can't hypnotize somebody against their will.
Right, and that's what a lot of people think. It's like, oh, this is this guy's talking and he's counting me down, and I don't want right? Unless you're willing to do that, it won't happen.
You have to be willing, and there's other things too.
Yeah.
I met a hypnotist that I have a lot of respect for, a fellow named Orman McGill.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer with us, but he was the dean of hypnotists.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him at a convention, and I said, Orman, I would love to be hypnotized by you. Would you mind? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm very easily hypnotized. A lot of hypnotists are.
Yes.
Because you go along with it.
Right.
And, you know, he couldn't hypnotize me.
Really?
And I wanted to be hypnotized. Now, why? Because every time he said something, I'm thinking, wow, that's great. I can use that.
Right. Yeah.
With that attitude, there was no way he was going to put me out there.
You were not allowing. Allow. Oh, that's funny, Bert. I like that. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to being on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, here on LA Talk Radio, my special guest today is the American monk himself, Bert Goldman, and he's the creator of the quantum jumping CDs and lessons and theories, which really can help change your life. He was, of course, one of the creators of the Silva method of mind control. His guru, he was mentored by Paramahansa Yogananda, and he's brilliant. What else can I say about you? And you have your new jumping too. Quantum Jumping 2, rather, it's series out, which is... Now, how does this differ from the old Quantum Jumping 1? It's not old, because I still use it, and it's really powerful. How is the new Quantum Jumping 2 a little different?
Well, it's an extension of it. The first Quantum Jumping was like 6 CDs, and mm-hmm. Quantum Jumping 2 is like 14. There's just so much more material.
Yes.
And we help people in specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we talk a little bit more about the time element and the reality of now. Now,
mm-hmm.
I do like to be understood and clear. And what I just said, I don't think anybody understood.
Okay.
It's like when you hear somebody say, I'm promulgating esoteric cogitations,
huh?
You must be aware of platentodious ponderosities.
Right.
Now, what I just said was, be brief.
Yes.
But there are some people, they talk so much around it, you don't know what they're talking
That's
about.
Correct.
I don't like to do that.
Yes.
So let me just say that time, the way we look at it, does past, present, and future.
Yes.
But there is no present. There is now.
Right.
Everything in the now, you might say, is already in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What I just said everything is in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's already gone. It's past.
Right.
Now is a flow.
Right.
So there is no now.
Yes.
But in the quantum jumping world, everything is now.
Yes.
Now, what do I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, this I have to explain.
Please.
In an infinity of universes, everything that you can imagine is. So if you wanted to become a cave person,
mm-hmm.
you go through the door, and it's you mm-hmm. as a cave person
mm-hmm.
in 10,000 B.C. or whatever. Picture every universe, every event in every universe
mm-hmm.
as a single photograph.
Yes.
One photo.
Okay.
Now, this photo only turns into, let's say, a motion picture when it's observed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's not observed, it's just a photo.
Right.
Now, there are, how many photos are there? Well, beyond measure. A decillion. What is a decillion? A decillion is more numbers than there are sands on every beach in the world.
Infinity.
Infinity is one more. Whatever you can imagine is one more.
Yes. Yes.
Another one.
Yeah.
One more.
Okay.
Now picture all of these, instead of grains of sand, picture all of this information, all of the events, everything that you can imagine happening as a single photo. So everything is now.
Right.
When you go to visit that self of yours who doesn't have a weight problem, you're visiting that person now. You bring that photo back to life.
Yes.
So everything is in the now. And this is explained very simply. I like to, if I have a talent, it's taking these mysterious as exotic techniques and concepts and simplifying them. As an example, when I talk about relationships, you know, there are thousands of books written on relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my definition of a relationship is very simple. A relationship is very simply a filling of needs.
Yes.
If two people have a good relationship, their needs are being filled by one another.
True.
Period.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's all you have to know about relationships.
Okay.
You want a good relationship with somebody? Find out what they need and fill their needs.
You've just reduced my work to one sentence, Bert. So there you go.
Love is another concept that nobody understands.
Yes.
I'll have 200 people in a seminar and I'll say, define love.
Yes.
And I'll get 200 different definitions and none of them are correct. But they're all accurate to the degree that they're using it.
Yes.
I want a definition that encompasses love of God, love of a man for a woman for a man, love of a person for a dog, and love of a child for a cheese sandwich.
Right.
One definition for everything. And that definition is love is a positive viewpoint.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Once you understand that, you can understand love.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand how to love yourself as an example, which is very important.
Yes.
Have a positive viewpoint.
Right.
See the good in yourself.
Right.
Instead of saying love thy neighbor, which nobody can understand, how about saying see the positive aspects of your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
That you can understand.
Do you think we have to love ourselves first before we can love others?
Well, if you don't like yourself, that's going to show you're going to be walking around with a screen of love and hate are the same.
Yeah.
What do I mean by that? They're both viewpoints. They're on the same scale.
Yes.
If love is a positive viewpoint, then it's at the 100 degrees. If you lower the degrees, 80, 70, 60, eventually you'll come into like, and then you come into dislike, and then you come into hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the same scale.
Yeah, it's true.
One is a positive viewpoint, the other is a negative viewpoint.
Yeah, it's very simple. Very simple.
I had a woman in a class who was getting a divorce. Her and her husband were in a class. I didn't know the husband was there.
Interesting.
They weren't sitting close to the only reason they were in the class, their attorneys, both their attorneys knew me.
Uh-huh.
They were both students of mine.
Yeah.
And the only reason they wanted them in the class is because they were fighting so much
right.
that they were trying to destroy one another. And
they weren't getting
the attorneys felt sorry for them.
Right.
So they felt if they go to the class, at least they'll be able to talk to one another.
Right.
So when I was talking about love, the woman who I didn't know at the time, all this came out later, she said, what if you hate somebody? I said, what do you mean you hate somebody? She said, I hate my husband.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So I said, well, you didn't always, I always hated him. I said, well, you couldn't always hate him. You married him.
It's pretty sadistic. I hate this guy, so I'll marry him, you know.
I tell you what, you know, you've got to get that hate out of your system.
Right.
So I tell you what, take a sheet of paper and write 10 things that you appreciate about him. She says, I don't appreciate anything about him. I says, you did at one time. Write it down.
Right.
And she's thinking, and I'm talking to the class and paying no attention to her, mm-hmm. but she's writing. And she wrote 10 things that she appreciated about him. As she's walking out of the class, I'm watching her because I was watching her write. She's walking out of the class, we're going to lunch. And she thrusts the paper at some guy who was sitting in the back, and that turned out to be her husband.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been funny.
One of the attorneys was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the attorneys was a friend of mine. He called me a few days later. He says, you lost me a client. I said, what do you mean? And he tells me the story. He says, they're back together again.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean? I thought they hated each other. He said, they did. You did something. What happened was she wrote 10 things she appreciated about him.
Yes.
When she gave it to him, he looked at the list, and he wrote 10 things he appreciated about her. You know, you write 10 things you appreciate about somebody, you can't hate them.
That's true. That's really true.
They actually got back together.
That's opposite thoughts and feelings can happen at the same time. So that's terrific. That's a great story, Bert. So with quantum jumping techniques, which you help people with and you created, of course, people can find or learn how to get good relationships into their lives. They can learn how to be happier. They can learn how to get a great job that they like, right? Different things. I mean, anyone can basically get almost anything they desire by using the quantum jumping techniques, right?
Yeah. Well, happy is the easiest of all. You just go to a happy you.
Yeah.
And find out what made that person happy.
Right.
And bring back that rhythm and you'll be happy. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
Illness the same. Go to a you that's in good health.
Mm-hmm.
That has a good lifestyle, whatever.
And ask that you.
You have the whole idea is that you're in control, but you know people don't realize that they can control it.
Right. Exactly. They really can. I mean, what I really love about the quantum jumping concept is that people do get control. They understand how powerful their minds are. And in this alpha or whatever state, or possibly, I don't know if people go down to a deeper theta state, but in this particular state, they're really imprinting a lot of information to help themselves and asking their doppelganger. And then they're coming out to the beta state on a conscious level, and they're learning, they've learned how to sort of create better things in their lives. Is this about right?
Well, yes. Whatever you want to be, mm-hmm. you already are.
Yeah.
In another dimension. Now the trick is to bring it back to this dimension.
Yes, exactly. Can you share with the listeners how you got information from your Bert Goldman doppelganger, who is the photographer, and how that came about, and the artist, and how that came about? Because you were never really any of these in your life until you started really working with the quantum jumping concepts, right?
That's true. The photography came about, I was doing a class in San Diego. When I say I was doing a class, I do classes on just about everything in life. This is all I do, and this is all I've done for the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. When I say all I do, I don't have other work. This is all that I do.
Yes.
Every day. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Europe 4 times a year. I've traveled throughout Europe doing seminars, always doing seminars.
Right.
Or occasionally I'll do a private class.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm doing these things, I'm coming up with different ideas. So in San Diego, I was teaching a class in creativity, and I was telling people that everyone is creative. You just have to kind of turn on the light, so to speak.
Right.
And somebody says, well, and I was talking about quantum jumping, although it wasn't called quantum jumping then, it was called parallel dimension quest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was the same idea.
Right.
And somebody said, well, you mean to tell me that you have a famous person and you can get to that person and become famous yourself? I said, well, not necessarily, but talent you can, yes, mm-hmm. if you have the ability.
Yeah.
What do you mean if you have the ability? I says, well, let's test it. I says, give me something and I'll go to my doppelganger and see if I can bring back that.
Right.
So somebody said, be a violinist. I said, well, no, that won't work. So why not? Well, because the dexterity. You can't bring back the dexterity. That takes years of work to get your muscles working.
Okay.
Pick something up.
Okay.
And somebody said, well, how about a photography? Well, I said, well, I don't know anything about a camera. Well, somebody else jumped in and said, you don't have to know anything about a camera. Today, they're all point and shoot. This is before digital, by the way.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to have dexterity. So.
No, you know, all you got to do is put your finger down. I says, okay, that's a good challenge. Let's see if I become a world-famous photographer. And everybody laughed. And I went, I sit down, and I go into the meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
And I jump into another universe where I am a world-famous photographer. And I get an impression of a person with a black hood over their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those old-fashioned cameras.
Right.
Where they have the black
That's
velvet
like the turn
over
of
them.
The century. Right.
Yeah. And they're looking through the thing and it's upside down in there.
Yeah.
So I see this guy and I says, hi. And I'm thinking, when I'm doing this, I want you to know, I'm thinking, gee, I wonder if I'm having a nervous breakdown because this is really, I'm seeing this guy. It was like I was hallucinating.
Right.
And I says, can you help me become a photographer? And I hear, take a lot of pictures. I says, what?
Wow.
What kind of advice is that?
Right.
And I hear again, take a lot of pictures, and then he like waves me off.
So this is the message you got in your meditative state.
Take a lot of pictures.
Okay.
So I come out, and the class says, well, what'd you learn? I said, I'm not sure. I got some information I'm going to see. So I get a camera, and this class was a weekend class, and it concluded the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, I'm in a hotel in San Diego, because at the time I lived in Los Angeles, and it was too much of a drive back and forth.
Right.
So I get a camera, and I take a lot of pictures, and I had a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay.
I said, well, that didn't work. So I go back down to the meditation. Now I'm at home, and I'm meditating, and I mm-hmm. see the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, hey, I took a lot of pictures, but nothing happened. And I hear, plant yourself.
Hmm.
Come again?
Plant yourself.
Plant yourself. I said, what does that mean?
Right.
And he waves me.
Oh.
Go away.
Oh, no. So you had to try to figure that out.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Plant yourself and take a lot of pictures. And I'm thinking, well, this is nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to let it go and do something else.
Yeah.
So, but I got my camera, and I go back to San Diego. I go back a couple of days early because I wanted to take some pictures at the marina.
Mm-hmm.
The marina's beautiful,
I
didn't go there before. So I go to the marina with my camera, and I'm standing on some rocks to get a good perspective. I'll get a good view. I'll get a good picture. And I'm under a bridge, and I'm... And the rocks are slippery, so I take my feet and I slam them down. I really jam them down.
Okay.
And I'm thinking as I'm doing it, I say, gee, I'm planting myself.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And it just comes to me. I wonder if this is what he meant.
Huh.
Plant yourself, meaning stay in one spot.
Right.
And so I stayed in one spot, and I pick up the camera, and I take a lot of pictures, mm-hmm. three rolls, which was over 100 pictures. So now I got a lot of pictures. So I have them developed at a one-hour place that I used to have.
Yes.
And I get them back, and I go back to my hotel room, and I lay the 100 pictures out on the bed,
mm-hmm.
looking for the best of 100 pictures.
Right.
Except something is happening.
Yeah.
As I'm laying them out, I'm not seeing 100 pictures. I'm seeing one picture.
Yes.
Like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And it was the most thrilling moment of my life, I think.
Wow.
When I saw what appeared before me.
Yes.
It was one huge picture.
That's
well, interesting. Well, I bought a foam core, and I glued the picture onto the foam core.
Yeah. Oh.
And I brought it into the class, and their mouths all dropped open. And that started me on the photographic road you might say.
Yes.
And now I sell, the least I've ever sold a photograph for is $1,000.
That's amazing.
The least.
That's amazing. So your photography is devised from going into that quantum jumping state, listening to your doppelganger tell you sort of how to create some wonderful photography, and you followed through with these things, and aha, you discovered this new technique.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Now, all I got were like five words, plant yourself and take a lot of pictures.
Well, you got it. You did it. So your photography's in, you know, museums and displays and all over. It's amazing.
Yeah.
If you want to see it.
And
by
my
the
art.
Way, yeah.
Art, I've never been on. You know,
right.
I later on I figured, well, maybe I could always take photographs.
Right.
You know, this is an accident. I started to sing. Maybe I could always sing.
Right.
I started to write. Maybe I could always write. But the one thing I knew I couldn't do was art.
Mm-hmm.
I am the world's worst artist.
Well, obviously not.
If I'm going to draw a picture of you, I'll draw a circle for a head, do not like a child.
Right. So how did you come about being such a good artist? Same way as photography?
Same way. I went into my doppelganger, but this time I didn't ask for advice. This time I says, there's no advice you can give me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me paint with you. And I went into the body of the person, and I'm painting with him.
Mm.
And I went out, and I got some brushes. And now I want you to know, when I first painted, I was 78. This is not a time to start a career in art.
Oh, why not?
That's what I said. Why
go.
Not?
Yeah.
I bought, and the first paintings, I painted some flowers. I copied the Van Gogh. And
yeah.
Well, it was like I got hooked on a drug.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day, I couldn't wait to get up and start painting.
Mm-hmm.
I painted 100 canvases.
Oh my God!
In like 2 months.
Oh wow!
I couldn't stop. It was like a drug I was addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got to the 100th one, I was an artist. And now you can see my art.
Yeah.
You know, birdsart.us. is my art website. It's not a commercial site. You can't buy anything on it.
Right. It's a tour.
Quantumjumping.com, you can, but not on birdsart.us. But there you can see my paintings. You can see my photography. You can see my writing.
Bert, it's
and
it's really,
all come about through quantum jumping.
Isn't that amazing? It's really amazing, though. I have seen your art and your photographs and, of course, read your book. And you guys, you have to try this, because there really is something to the power of the mind and learning information that you need to know, or getting a new skill that you may have, that you don't have to use too much dexterity if you haven't utilized those muscles. But something that you want in your life, you can get by going through the quantum jumping techniques. Bert, you said quantumjumping.com. Everybody can pretty much get all they need to know from that particular website, right?
Yeah. And if you go to quantumjumping.com slash products, or just click on the products, you'll see it. Or BertGoldman.com will take you there, too.
You're all over the place.
But the one other thing, Dr. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
that I've got to say.
Yeah.
I went into the Internet at age 80. And I have, I'm not saying this to brag, because I don't have to brag. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
I say this for other people.
Yeah.
At age 80, I started a whole new career on the Internet. And from what I understand, quantum jumping is the biggest selling program on the Internet today.
I think it is. That's amazing. And you did, I mean, you're a very healthy guy. If you guys go onto his website, everybody out there, listeners, you look terrific, Bert. You look so youthful. Do you attribute your just quest for knowledge and your youthfulness to using the mind control techniques and quantum jumping techniques, pretty much?
Well, people always ask me, why do you look the way you do?
Yeah.
And because I'm going to be 85 in this next year.
Yeah.
I'm 84 now.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, and when I see people I grew up with, friends of mine,
right.
I look at them, I say, I can't be that old. But when I look in the mirror, I don't see somebody who's 84. I don't think about age at all.
No.
But people ask me all the time, because I recognize that I do look a whole lot younger than I am, and
mm-hmm.
I am healthy.
Yes.
I don't have the energy that I once had, although I'm working all the time. I get up at 6.
Yeah.
6:30, I'm on the computer, and chances are 11 o'clock at night, I'll be on the computer also.
There you go.
I'm always sitting in front of two or three computers.
Yes. Well, I think you have a lot of energy.
What do you attribute it to?
Yeah.
I can attribute it to one word. I've thought about it. It's not diet. I eat anything that I want. I eat in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exercise. I get so little exercise that it would make a doctor shudder. It's not vitamins. I don't take any vitamins. I've never taken vitamins. Well, now, wait a minute. If it's not vitamins, and if it's not exercise, and if it's not what you eat, what is it? What's left? What's left is the biggest thing of all, the thing that very few people address, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's attitude.
Yes.
Attitude is everything.
It sure is, isn't it?
It's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be attitude. And when you look at me, people often ask me, what product do you use on your hair? Because I have blogs where I do a video every week.
Yes, you do.
Have for years. My hair is black, and people say, what do you use? Soap. I don't use anything.
Well, that's amazing. That is just... So you think, you believe, you know, that if everyone has the attitude of... Is it the attitude of excitement, looking forward to new experiences, keeping our minds busy and learning?
I would say looking forward to things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was looking forward to 2012 at the beginning of 2011. I'm not looking forward to 2013 yet because I have so much to do in 2012.
Yeah, right.
I've got a whole new programs coming up. I've got new things coming up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If you have apps on your iPhone, mm-hmm. if you go to the App Store and type in my name, Bert Goldman,
mm-hmm.
you'll find 50 apps that I've done.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
So I'm always interested in new things.
Yeah.
I mean, retire. I live on a golf course. I don't play golf. I know how to play golf. I used to play every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't be away from the computer for 5 hours.
Right. That's because so much information is coming from you that you want to put out there, and you're constantly reading and getting more information. So
exactly. When I'm not reading, I'm writing.
That's amazing.
I do. My day consists of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the computer. Well, when I say I'm on from 6 to 11 at night, obviously not every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on the computer for a half an hour, and then I'll take a walk around the block, and then I'll go back to the computer, and then I may paint, and then I may play the piano, and then I may sing, and then I may cook. I very seldom mention it, but I'm a fair to middling chef also.
Yeah.
I love to bake bread.
Oh, right. That's
so
great.
I'm always busy all the time.
Well, that is.
And I watch TV too.
Yeah. You managed to fit that in as well, huh?
I get it all in.
Wow, that's great, Bert. What an inspiration you are. I always enjoy having you on the show. It's about that time we're going to have to wrap up, but for listeners, again, I want to help them out and really emphasize to them that this is some amazing stuff, this quantum jumping series. You've got Quantum Jumping 1 and your latest Quantum Jumping 2, which is helping people learn how to make their lives better, learn things they'd like to learn, achieve things in their lives. So what is the best way for people to find out more about quantum jumping and get in touch with you as well, Bert?
Well, just to go to quantumjumping.com.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And you'll see the program itself.
Yeah.
Also, I have two blogs where they're non-commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I do them every week,
mm-hmm.
every Friday. There's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always helpful information, and I've done about 150 of them now.
Oh, that's great.
And they're 10 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
One will be on love, one will be on fear, one will be...
Yeah.
There's everything.
They're amazing.
Now, the blog, one of them is blog.theamericanmonk.com.
Okay.
Blog.theamericanmonk.com. And there you can see what I look like because I do a video.
There you
and,
go.
You know, I'm just in front of my in front of my computer talking.
Yeah.
And just kind of schmoozing with people.
Yeah.
And you can go back and see any one of 100 of them.
Yeah.
And also, right. there's the American Monk blog.
Yeah.
Is like I said, blog.theamerican.
Yeah.
The other one is quantumjumping.com/blog.
All right, quantumjumping.
So there's two blogs, and people can see me.
Yeah.
Live. So to
there
speak.
You go. Or, of course, just Google Bert Goldman, and he's all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Bert,
yeah. You'll get about 30 pages on me there.
There you go. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest, as always, on my show. It's just a pleasure to have you. You're an inspiration.
Thank you for having me.
You are an inspiration to all, and it's such a joy to have you on, as always. And, of course, everybody, if you would like to contact me, you have any more questions about Bert or anything you'd like to ask, you can find me here. Of course, on the webpage, my website, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. You can contact me at docmichelle@aol.com. Have a wonderful weekend, Bert. Thank you so much again for being a great guest.
Thank you very much for having
All
me.
Right.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye now. All right. Bert Goldman, folks, the man, the American monk. Thanks for being here, everyone. And I do have to scoot. So do, as I always say, take care of yourself first. And then you'll be great for everyone else. That's the way it works. Don't forget to quantum jump. And the power of the mind is endless. So make your life better for yourself as well. Be back next Friday. Another great guest coming up here on LA Talk Radio. You can stay on the couch if you like. More wonderful shows coming up on LA Talk Radio.